Welcome to the Artist Mother Podcast, featuring interviews with incredible working artists who are also mothers and compelling conversations regarding parenting and the art world. These conversations create a space for inclusivity and support for artist mothers worldwide. I'm Kaylin Butine, painter, mom of three, and podcast host. I'm so grateful you are tuning in, and I hope you enjoy this episode. Hello, friends. Welcome to a long overdue community series episode of the Artist Mother Podcast. If you're a new listener or unfamiliar with our community series episodes, these are put together after I offer up a prompt and you email us a voice memo sharing your response to the prompt. We curate a selection of answers in order to create an episode that offers a variety of responses and experiences. It's really fun to hear from you in this community and share our podcast platform with you. So this current prompt was about studio time, asking you to share how you fit it in your schedule and make it work with everything going on in your busy artist mother lives. Listen in as we hear from artist mothers across the world as they share helpful tips on squeezing in meaningful studio time in the studio. I really enjoyed putting this episode together and listening to all of these answers. Thank you to everybody who submitted, even those whose answers we didn't select to publish on this episode. Sending so much love and good wishes for studio time your way.
My name is Jocelyn Matthews. You can find me on Instagram at Jocelyn Matthews, where Matthews is spelled M-A-T-H-E-W-E-S. I have 3 school-aged children, and I work in mixed media centered around alternative photographic processes. Lately, I've made a huge effort to make my studio practice more sacred by focusing on elements of space, use, and time. My studio is in my bedroom, which really tends to blur things, although I love how accessible it is and how suited it is to the way I work. I've tried to make more physical boundaries around that space by putting up a curtain between my workspace and the rest of my bedroom. And how I use the space, which is also my bedroom, has changed in order to support my practice. I keep that room for work and rest only. Any other activities, working out, midday naps, or other things I might use my bedroom for are done elsewhere. And this helps me to sort of reprogram my brain to know what is supposed to happen when I go into this studio space. And when I use the space consistently in this way, it also reorients my family so that they know what is supposed to happen when I'm in the studio. Now, as for time, I've worked really hard to set aside a single day of the week, a morning, and maybe half of the afternoon to dedicate to my practice. And this has required me to develop the habit of protecting that day from any other appointments and activities, which is a huge challenge. I've had to work really hard to communicate clearly with my family and my friends and my children about what that looks like for me, and at the same time, be flexible and adaptive to new things that might come up. Now, all of this takes a lot of energy to maintain, and it's always ongoing, and it's sure to shift as things change and demands start to alter depending on the season. But having a regular rhythm for every week, even if it doesn't work out perfectly every time, has helped me so much to be more focused when I get down to work in my studio. So shaping how the studio time happens is just like my practice in that it's a work in progress. And I look forward to seeing how it develops.
Hi. Hello. This is Cristina Ruiz de Castañeda. I'm a Swiss-Spanish painter based in Zurich, Switzerland. I have a 3-year-old son. And my IG handle is at Cristina de Castañeda. My work is about dreaming women. I try to express dreams, wishes, feelings, all related to that space of imagination between reality and fiction. the easiest is to see the paintings on my website, which is www.cristinadecastañeda.com. Now, how do I structure my time, my studio time? So the time I have available is actually the time my son goes to kindergarten or to visit his grandparents. So anytime I can be alone at home. I cannot paint when my son is at home. I used to when he was when he was 2 years old or 1 year old sleeping the siesta, I used every single minute of those naps. But at the moment, it's more when he's at the kindergarten. And essentially for me, two things are very important. Since I know what time I have available, I need to think before I start painting what I'm going to be working on. For that, I use a notebook where I sketch and note every single thing I'm going to be working on, give myself some sort of guideline, whether the day after or in a week, I know more or less what I'm going to be working on, in order to sit down when I'm in the studio and start working. I don't want to think when I'm working. Because I do a lot of thinking in my everyday life for the painting. So I think obviously of all the other things as a mother or her wife. But I also think a lot of my paintings when I'm maybe cooking or in the bus or in the tram. So all that thinking, at one point I put it on paper. And that helps me, that notebook helps me to immediately know what I'm going to be doing in that moment when I'm sitting in front of the canvas and start working. And the other important thing is once I'm sitting down, I really need, as you probably all know, a very concentrated, quiet place mentally to work. So in order to avoid any distractions, because I paint at home, so I don't want to go to the fridge or to the computer or start cleaning up or no. I need to sit down and work. And as soon as I concentrate, I know I can work then for 4 hours or as long as I have available. But these are the two important things for me. So the time I have available, which is evolving around kindergarten, I need to plan it or think of it before. And the second thing is to really be able to create that bubble of work where I am not distracted and I keep on working according to what I thought beforehand. So that's it. I don't know if that helps you. That's how I work. And I'm looking forward to the podcast. Bye.
Hi, my name is Michelle Hakewood. My Instagram handle is Michelle Hakewood Art. Michelle with two L's, HAGEWOOD Art. I have one child and I make paintings, illustrations, installations, and animations. And I, studio time happens for me in the margins between my full-time job as a residency director and as a parent. I keep an off-site studio so that I can utilize lunch breaks, and I take advantage of a flexible schedule that allows me to start my days early and work at nighttime on my day job as a residency manager, so that I can schedule in studio time when it works best for my brain and my body. I have intense times of the year when my residency work is busier, and I'm really grateful to have a job that allows me to compensate for these periods by taking time off. So I try to stack my time, utilize vacation days, and plan for personal residency periods so that I can periodically have anywhere from 2 to 3 days or maybe as much as 2 weeks once a year to reset myself and reconnect with my studio practice. These resets make it possible for me to more regularly be satisfied with 1 to 2 hours in the studio during the work week. And I put a reminder in my calendar and just treat it like I would a meeting at work. I'm really fortunate during COVID to have an offsite office as well as an offsite studio so that I can safely access and work out of and sneak away to these spaces. So I'm fortunate to work very autonomously and be able to sort of schedule the time how I can, although it's a challenge to fit in all the demands of these sort of three jobs that I carry. But over the years of being a parent, I've also cultivated an at-home studio practice with my daughter, who sometimes and often requests studio time with me when I come home from work. So I try to keep a project going at home and a project going at my offsite studio. It's only after years of honing this, and only in the recent year, this past year, that I feel like I've actually moved the needle on having solid chunks of studio time. And this mainly came about because I just started making stronger and stronger connections between my mental health and my art practice. So seeing it as an essential part of the day and knowing that I function better as an arts worker and as a person helps. Still learning, though. So thank you.
Hello from Sydney, Australia. My name is Anthea, and my Instagram handle is Anthea_BN. And I am a painter who paints figurative work. I'm currently working on a body of work featuring sleeping children and Australian wildlife intermingling in their dreams. It stemmed from our recent crazy bushfires here in Australia and sort of the anxiety that was coming out of that. Oh, my personal anxiety and my worry for whether we'd have any beautiful wild left for our beautiful children. And so that's my current body of work. And the question is structuring my art practice. Well, I have two children, a 2-year-old little boy and a 7-year-old little girl. She goes to school. Luckily in Sydney, Australia, school is on. And my little boy stays home with me. And my husband has an erratic work schedule. So structure is very, very hard. I completely do not allow myself to do any chores in nap time whatsoever. So nap time, I can almost guarantee, unless I'm desperate for some exercise, nap time will be my art time. And then if my husband is working in the evening on occasion, and even when he isn't sometimes, he's so kind in letting me paint then as well. I find as I'm getting older, I'm more tired in the evenings. I don't know if that's age related, so nap time is becoming more precious. And I know when my little boy gets to school, I assume school time will be more generous with my work time. But yes, so I guess I don't structure it all too well aside from staying motivated and staying disciplined about working in nap time every day if possible, even on weekends. Hope you're having a lovely time, everyone, and hello, artist mothers.
Hi, artist mother community. Catherine Reinhardt here. You can find me on Instagram at c.r.studio. And I have two kids. Their ages are 3 and 7, and I live and work in Ames, Iowa. I'm an interdisciplinary artist, and I make fiber art, works on paper, and conduct socially engaged projects with abandoned textiles. And these usually center around the themes of domestic labor, connection, and care. So some ways that I've really, figured out how to get my studio time. I want to say, first of all, I don't actually get consistent studio time, or I haven't really, as I've, these 8 years that I've been a mom. And so what I do is I am more cyclical or seasonal in my making. And so I'll go through periods of intense making. Then, maybe I'll have a period where I am doing research or I'm reading. and then a period of application where I'm doing more administrative work and applying for shows and doing more planning and stuff like that. And so I'm not very good or really even like making work every day. Some people are really great at getting in there every day to the studio. So, but I will say that the last couple months, what I have found to be very successful to get me in the studio is paying for a space. I have had the, you know, great honor to receive a fellowship that came with some financial, you know, stability. And so I was able to pay for a larger studio space. And I am so thrifty that if I'm paying for this space, there's no way I am not getting in there. And so really over the past couple months, I've been getting in my studio every day for at least an hour, which is pretty atypical for me. And so, but I found that like shelling out the dough helps me get in there. Also, I would say I do not structure my life to fit my studio time. I rather structure my studio practice to fit into my life, because kids are just, you know, when you're a young mom, it's just so demanding. And so I made a choice to want to, you know, primarily stay home with him. And then so I tailored my work, and I've actually found a lot of freedom and flexibility. It helps that I do textile processes and hand work and a lot of stitching. And so that is easily picked up and put down. And, you know, it kind of like facilitates these interruptions that proliferate in motherhood. And so I try to choose my materials, and then those projects are conceptually led. But the materials and processes are chosen to make it easier to fit into my life. For example, when I was in grad school, I did these large, massive textile installations. When I became a mom, all my work became life size, but I made the series of like 50 pieces over 3 years, and they were all, you know, they all look the same. And I never worked in series before. And so that is a way I shifted. So I was still making like quite a big body of work, but tailoring it to the sort of abbreviated studio times. Yeah, and you know, I'm sure there's more, but that's just a few from me. I'm getting Catherine Reinhardt at c.r.studio. Thanks, guys. Bye.
My name is Valentine Shibihalik. On Instagram, I'm at Bella Valentina Art. I have two children, one daughter who is 2 and one son who is 5. I am an abstract painter, and for me, the key to studio time is flexibility. My own version of structure, let's say. Being tied to my being as an Enneagram type 7, I really need to feel free. I need to feel possibilities. And that kind of is the overarching goal of my studio time. So the structure, both in getting my daily routine to give me space for being in my studio, and also the kind of structure which exists within that time, are all about flexibility. So it's creating some moments for that, but at the same time being flexible and open to the feelings and waves that come, allowing those waves to take me in new directions, but staying true to myself and really following that mantra of doing what you love again and again and again every time when you step into the studio.
Hi, thank you for asking this question. My name is Jen Hintz Eggers, and my Instagram is j.hintzy. I have one son. He is almost 2, and I am an oil painter, working mostly with abstraction, with lots of saturated colors and patterns, with some natural forms kind of woven through. And scheduling out my time to allow for my painting practice has been a bit of a struggle. At first, I really tried for working after bedtime or like during naps, and that really just didn't work for me. I was too tired. So I ended up really with the support of my family, and I'm really lucky to have that, that he now spends one day a week with his grandparents. And during that time, I can really get a longer span of time in my studio to work on paintings. And I schedule my classes that way. I teach for a community organization now with Zoom. And sporadically through the week, I'll get some time sometimes to go into the studio or to mostly do admin work. But it's been really helpful and a good solution for us that I have one large block of time every week. And that way it's more regular, and it's been very productive for me to do it that way. So thank you so much for asking. I love the podcast, and have a good day.
I'm proud to share that this episode of the Artist Mother podcast is sponsored by Faherty. Faherty is a family-run clothing brand fueled by purpose and optimism. They make high-quality, sustainably-minded, feel-good favorites that you'll be proud to wear. This clothing that's made not just to last the season, but a lifetime of wear. For the past few years, I've recently tried to curb my clothes shopping habits and change what I wear to reflect my values. I've pared down my clothes to things I feel good in and feel good about, which means buying less fast fashion and making fewer purchases overall, but buying more high quality pieces when I do buy my clothes. Faherty brand fits right into this model, and I'm kind of obsessed with their Arlie Day pants. They are super comfortable, but help me look slightly more put together than my usual yoga pants outfits. Anybody feel me? Faherty brand believes in social justice and has partnered with and supported some organizations you may recognize, like United Natives, Artists for Peace and Justice, the Trevor Project, and the Audre Lorde Project. They're also holding their company to a high standard with sustainability, designing clothes to last that are made with low impact on the environment. You can shop Faherty by heading to fahertybrand.com/artistmother. Use code ARTISTMOTHER, all lowercase, all together, for 25% off your purchase. It really means a lot when you support the brands that help support our podcast. Check out Faherty's website today and use code ARTISTMOTHER for a 25% off discount. That's pretty generous, guys. Thank you so much, Faherty, for supporting this podcast and our community. And now, back to our episode.
Hi, my name is Mary Claire Schweitzer, and I'm an artist, Navy wife, and full-time stay-at-home mom of two girls, ages 2 and 4. I create watercolor and ink paintings inspired by the natural world and many architectural studies of wherever we happen to be living. We've moved 3 times in the last 4 years. Scheduling consistent studio time can be tricky, but here are a few things that have worked for me. Waking up at least an hour before the girls. This sometimes means 5 a.m., Nap time gives me another 1 to 2 hours in the afternoon. And for my older daughter, who rarely takes naps, I give her something quiet to read or play with that won't distract me in the studio or wake up little sis. Lastly, 2 to 3 nights a week, my husband and I have agreed to carve out studio time for me after the girls go to sleep around 8 and I'll work until 10 or 11. When the weather's nice, I bring sketching supplies out in the backyard, to the park, or the beach, just in case I get a sudden burst of inspiration or I want to take notes about an idea I get. Most importantly, I try to be flexible. I'm constantly coming up with strategies that fit our routine and honestly evaluating ones that might not be working anymore. I'd love to meet more artist moms out there. You can find me on Instagram at mcs.illustration. Don't hesitate to reach out. Bye.
Hi, Artist Mother community. My name is Maya Clough. I am a ceramic sculptor based in Belgrade, Montana, just outside of Bozeman. I have two kids, a 5-year-old girl and a 1-year-old boy. And my Instagram handle is Maya Clef Studio. To answer the question, I am in the throes of having a young toddler right now. So having the ability to schedule studio time ahead of time is something that's kind of in constant flux at the moment. You know, for example, just a couple months ago when my son was younger, he's about 15 months now, but when he was younger, there was a point where I was able to hand him off to my husband in the evening and go out to the studio and work for 5 hours most evenings during the week because he was napping more and he was sleeping earlier in the evening and just easier to handle all the way around. And now that he's climbing on all the furniture and wearing me out during the day and all of that stuff, by the time that the evening rolls around, number one, I'm exhausted and want to go to bed between 9:30 and 10. And when they go down to sleep, like are all the way asleep by about 8:30, that doesn't leave me much time. And we run an Airbnb in our basement, so it often takes my husband and I to keep him quiet in the evening before bedtime if we have guests downstairs. So that evening studio time just isn't really feasible for me at the moment. So currently, like many of the listeners to this podcast, I'm sure, I am working during nap time currently. So I get about 2 hours, you know, on a good day, 3 during the afternoon, midday when he's napping. And that's when I'm able to really dedicate time. It's, you know, it's definitely a non-negotiable at this point because it's so little time that nap time is my studio time for sure. If my husband comes home for lunch, if somebody needs to make a phone call, it's like, no, this is my only time, my only real solid time during the day. So it's sacred at this point, but I can feel that I'm coming up on another flux point right now, or changing point right now, where I am trying to figure out how to schedule or prioritize my studio time past just the nap time hours. But what that's going to look like is another question, of course. The goal for me at this point is to find some kind of income revenue that I'm able to spend some money hiring some outside help so I could have a sitter, you know, a couple days a week to really get a couple good dedicated days. But at this point, that's not within our budget. So, like I said, nap time, that's the survival method at this point, and that's what I feel like it happens just so often in young childhood, motherhood, trying to balance a studio practice. So to everyone else out there who's also in the nap time struggle, I hear you, I feel you. It will pass probably in a week or two, right? And then go back again. That's what it's all about. So anyway, love to you all.
Hi there. My name is Elise Iris. My Instagram handle is @arainbowsquared. I've got 2 kids, 4 years old and 15 months old. I'm a social practice artist, currently making weekly photo animations and writing tiny essays from my daily life. Instead of structuring my schedule to make studio time happen, I structure my studio practice to happen regardless of my schedule. How does that work exactly? A careful system of conceptual constraints that take out the guesswork and make my practice portable. It all started as a sort of dare to myself. When I found out that I was pregnant with my first child, I was terrified that I would never have time to make art again and that my life as I knew it was over. The only way I could get beyond this fear was to push through it. I set up a challenge for myself while my daughter was an infant. Make 1 tiny watercolor a day, 7 days a week for 7 weeks. Each day of the week I did in a different color. This daily deadline meant that I was squeezing my work into the cracks wherever I could, but at least I was squeezing it in. Having a body of work to look back at the end of it, no matter what it actually consisted of, did so much to bolster my own identity as an artist in those early days of motherhood. Having a formula worked so well for me that I decided to keep going. The baby got more mobile and I went back to work. So instead of daily paintings, I switched to weekly paintings. And instead of one color each, these were two colors each following a rainbow grid. That's where the name Rainbow Squared comes from. I liked it so much the first year that I did it for a second year and then a third, and I'm now on my fourth year. I moved away from watercolor back into animation, which is something that I love to do. And now that this practice has so many years behind it, has so much momentum, I find myself wanting to do it, that I still prioritize it and squeeze it in the cracks. Having the colors as a conceptual constraint also takes out some of the guesswork as to what I'm actually going to do. So when I finally have time to sit down and work, I can just go. Besides having a pretty specific formula, the other constraint that makes my studio time possible is that I shoot and edit everything from my phone. Our phones are incredible tools, cameras and computers in one that you have with you at all times. This means that I can work anytime from anywhere, including the bathroom. Yes, the bathroom. I know you know those rare moments of bathroom solitude well. As a conceptual artist, it's also pretty natural for me to switch mediums between projects, and I'm also familiar with setting up and following durational frameworks. So it may not work out for you depending on what your medium is, but I say if you're having a hard time fitting in your own studio practice, try switching up your medium and working from your daily life as subject matter. You may find yourself stumbling into a body of work you never could have anticipated. Thanks, Artist Mother community. Keep up the good work.
Hi, Artist Mothers. My name is Michelle Peterson. You can find my work at mpetersonart.com. I have two boys, 8 and 2, and I work in multiple mediums, anything from drawing to painting, photography, currently a lot of fiber work. But so talking about scheduling studio time. So it's something that I think kind of changes as my children grow and as the schedule within our household changes. There was a period where I was a single mother with one son and my son would go to his dad's on the weekends. So during those few years, the weekends was really hardcore studio time for me. Later on, I would get a new place. Expenses would go up. I started working more shifts on the weekends when I wasn't with my son. So, you know, after working a 10-hour double shift, nobody wants to have to paint after that. So weekends kind of slowed down and it became more of a nighttime thing with painting. I would stay up late, you know, brew that coffee and stay up late and get things done at night. I was fortunate that my eldest was a pretty late sleeper, so that worked out for a while. But fast forward to now with two kids, I've found I just don't have the energy to stay up late anymore. I always want to. It always seems like it's, you know, something to look forward to at the end of the night. Oh, I'll pop in the studio at 8:30 and maybe get a couple hours in. But most of the time after a long day with two kids, it's exhausting. And so I just don't have it in me really to do that quite so much. So I find that now it's, you know, if I'm being honest with you, artist moms, there's really no structure, but I still manage to get it done. I squeeze it in. Sometimes I'll work during a nap time, but no pressure. If I have to do the dishes, I'll do that instead. Sometimes I'll stay up late to work, but if I'm tired, I won't put the pressure on me. I'll go to bed. I'm fortunate to have a fantastic partner now who there'll be the occasional, you know, Sunday or Saturday where I'm just feeling really inspired and motivated, and he'll watch my youngest for the day and let me pop in the studio, and maybe I'll be in there for 6, 8, 10 hours. So it's really all over the place. And I think it's okay if that's how you work. And I think it's okay to not have a structure, and that maybe that could work for some people. Because it does, it gets hard, mom. So do the best you can. Thanks.
Hello, this is Mariana Jimenez Edwards. My Instagram is Nana Chicana Art. I have one son, his name is Elia, and I make mixed media acrylic paintings and oil paintings that surround my identity as a Mexican American artist. And so to answer your question about how I structure my schedule to make studio time happen consistently, well, what I do is not new, I know. On Sunday, when I've made my grocery list for the week, I take a calendar out and I double check all of the days that I'm going to be busy and the days that I'm not going to be busy. And I've also partnered up with my husband to make sure like one or the other one of us is going to put my son to sleep at night. He's only about 5 years old. And so anyway, I know the days of the week that I am definitely going to be hanging out in the studio. I have a home studio, and I know how much time I have after my son goes to bed. So that's roughly around 2 hours in the evening. So Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, and the weekends, Saturday, Sunday night, I have 2 hours every night for sure to paint. If I get extra hours on Saturday, or if I get extra hours for whatever reason, I take them. I grab them as like free time, free extra time. So within those 2 hours that I have to work, I am keeping track of my projects, and I prioritize what I want to accomplish. So on, for example, on, you know, today, I had a certain goal of things that I wanted to complete. And so I make that happen every time that I am in the studio. And that is what has been working for me. I've been completing works. I've been starting new works. And I hope that this helps someone else who is trying to find a way to make their studio time productive. I would just say, make a list of the things that you really want to do and make, you know, a level of priority for each one and get those things crossed off, and you'll feel a lot better about the time that you spend in your studio. Thank you so much for giving me the chance to come on and tell you my tips.
My name is Madeline Jennings McMahon. My Instagram handle is MacMahart, MCMAHART. I am a painter and a graduate student at the University of Mississippi, and I have a one-year-old son who I love very much named Jaden. I make work that is about the sort of intersections of domesticity and time, but also of like comfort and chaos, that happiness with a little one, but also the way that they feel like this sort of overwhelming power in your life sometimes. And I have been treating my studio time sort of like an 8-to-5 job. My husband works 8-to-5 every day because he is not in, you know, the arts. He works a regular job. And so I treat my studio time like that as well. My son goes to daycare during our 8-to-5 workday. And I spend that time either in class or in the studio. Since I am a graduate student, I do have some class time to devote as well. But then I come home at 5, and that sort of regularity allows me to keep my evenings and my weekends pretty sacred so that I'm able to get the time with my son and my husband as well. So I am able to get sort of that, like, 40-hour work week between classes and studio time still, and it allows me to make my work.
My name is Laura Ann Calusi. I am an artist. I make papier-mâché sculptures, which I then decorate with various materials such as glitter, my children's clothing, fabric swatches, pom-poms, you name it. I am a mother to 2 boys. They are almost 2 and 3 years old. I am having a really tough time with this specific area in my life. I'm trying to balance everything, and I currently work full-time as an elementary and middle school art teacher. So finding time for my art has been tough, but what I've tried to do is use my prep periods during the day to do my paper mache work because it's very messy, and this at least gives me a designated space in my classroom to do my own art. I then have found that there's certain parts of my art that I can do with my kids, and they enjoy doing it with me. I try to do various parts of my work. The paper mache part is a disaster with my 2- and 3-year-old around. It gets way too messy way too quickly. The accessory part is also just too messy too quick with my 2 active boys. But I found I can actually build all my sculptures with the boys around. I just use newspapers or recyclable materials and tape. And the boys actually enjoy messing around with those recyclable materials, and I'm able to get some good work done. My boys also have a scheduled snack. I'm doing air quotes here. Snack/, we call it Elmo hour. And it's from 10 to 11 every day. So if I am off from work or it's the weekend, I know I have that designated hour every day where they are in front of the TV and I can do my work. This is a time where I can be a little more free with my use of materials because I know my boys' little hands won't get all in my work. I can't wait to hear everybody else's responses to this question. I'll look forward to getting some more tips and tricks to find time to do my work with my 2 beautiful boys.
The Artist Mother podcast is curated and produced by Kaylin Butine. Music by Josh Middleton. Editing and mixing by John M. Butine. Please visit www.artistmotherpodcast.com for episode notes and to find out how you can further support this podcast.